Elizabeth Grill Watson was known among Quakers as a teacher, writer, activist, and lecturer for many years. Elizabeth Grill was born in 1914 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, USA, and grew up in Ohio. As a child, she was inspired to the preaching ministry, especially by her maternal grandfather, a Methodist minister in South Dakota. She began her career as a speaker when she was in her teens. Elizabeth graduated from Miami University in Ohio in 1936. During her college years, she joined a speaker's bureau and preached in small churches which could not afford a minister. She was in due course offered a scholarship to study at the Chicago Theological Seminary and the University of Chicago Divinity School. She was drawn to urban ministry and met George Watson. They married in 1937, using as part of their vows Walt Whitman's idea of becoming a union of equal comrades. And together they made the transition to Quakers when they joined the 57th Street Meeting of Friends in 1938. During World War II, they became deeply involved in activities of the American Friends Service Committee, such as the relocation of Japanese Americans. After the war, George taught at Roosevelt University in Chicago, and Elizabeth worked for the American Friends Service Committee and the Hyde Park Kenwood Community Conference. Elizabeth became known for her workshops on race relations and was an advocate for equality for homosexual people. She spoke of the importance of caring in any relationship. During this time, Elizabeth and George raised four children and four foster daughters. The death of their oldest daughter, Sarah, in 1964 in a road accident led Elizabeth in 1978 to write Guests of My Life, about six writers whose writings supported her through the grieving process. She said in the foreword, quote, "They helped me see that my personal tragedy was part of the universal human experience so that I could move through it and beyond it," end of quote. The writers were Emily Dickinson, Rainer Rilke, Catherine Mansfield, Rabindranath Tagore, Alan Paton, and Walt Whitman.